You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Pastor Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. As when I was saying that scripture, this is the day the Lord has made, and we shall. And on that word shall, what I was reminded of David and how he said, I command it. We have to command our soul to bless the Lord. Come on, somebody. On this day, as we are walking with Christ, amen, in worshiping him in spirit and in truth, there are times that we have to command our soul to bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we bless you. Lord, we glorify you. Lord, we exalt you. Lord, we lift you on high, and we magnify your name on this day, in this hour, in this season of our life, no matter what we feel. Hallelujah. God, we command our soul to bless you. No matter what's going on around us, Lord, we command our soul to bless you. Lord God, hallelujah, Rabba Shanda, no matter the pain, we command our soul to bless you. No matter what our bank account looks like, Lord God, we command our soul to bless you. Hallelujah. No matter what's coming up against us, Lord God, we command our soul to bless you. No matter, hallelujah, Rabba Shanda, how deep we feel in darkness, Lord God, we command our soul to bless you. No matter how lost we may feel, hallelujah, we command our soul to bless you. No matter, hallelujah, the mourning we are dealing with and the grief we are dealing with, Lord God, we command our soul to bless you. Somebody say, I command my soul to bless you. We command, hallelujah, Rabbi Shaya, no matter what's going on in our household, Lord God, we command our soul to bless you. No matter what's happening in our marriage, hallelujah, Lord, I command my soul to bless you. No matter, hallelujah, come on, y'all, hallelujah, no matter, hallelujah, Rebashaya. Somebody say, no matter, hallelujah, what it looks like, Lord God, I command my soul to bless you. I'm reminded of Apostle Paul, who spoke that we are to give praise, rejoice always in everything, hallelujah, give thanks. Oh, and I also am sensitive to the fact, amen, because I'm in this human body, amen, and I understand that I feel the feels, but even God raising up this hour of prayer, amen, God raising up, Thank You, Jesus Ministries, this is a place like a crutch, amen, or like a walker, amen, or a wheelchair when we need some assistance. This is the assistance for us to praise when it's hard, and praise when we don't feel like it. Come on, we come to this place. Lord, I need to put some crutches to my faith, amen. I need to put, I need to get in the wheelchair of hope, because I'm not feeling the hope and I'm not feeling the faith. Oh, Rabbi Shaya, but I know we can come to this hour to thank you, Jesus, in this hour of prayer, hallelujah, and be encouraged and stimulated, amen, and strengthened by the Lord to praise you. And that's what we're doing today, hallelujah, Lord God. We are praising you, hallelujah. We are praying. and you are able to heal, and you are able to provide, and you are able. Come on, y'all. Say you are able. Hallelujah. We stand in the midst of our situation, in the midst of the circumstance, in the midst of the ailment, in the midst of the affliction, in the midst of the death. How about this one, y'all? Yes, in the midst of the good, amen, in the midst of the accolades, because you know why we need to stand in this place and give praise? It keeps us humble. Come on, it keeps us lubricated, amen, so we don't start taking some of that attention, and we don't start feeling ourselves, and we don't start elevating ourselves and entering into that place of pride, but we acknowledge God. Hallelujah, and we give you the glory, and that's what we're doing today. Oh God, we're giving you the glory. You are our success, hallelujah, and you are our source, hallelujah, and you are our way, hallelujah, and you are our truth, hallelujah, and you are the mountain mover, hallelujah, and you are the miracle worker, hallelujah, and you are the way out of no way, hallelujah, and you are kind of a shanda, the resurrecting power. I believe that God is able to do his miracles and his signs and his wonders right now in this 2023. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it smells like. I don't care what it sounds like. I don't care what people say. I don't care what the doctor said. I don't care what your what the experts are saying. I don't care, hallelujah, what the industry is saying. I don't care, hallelujah, the mountains of influence are saying. I don't care what the systems are saying. We can't care. We can't care. We can't care. Hallelujah. That it keeps us out of the glory of God. Our care must be in Christ Jesus. My care is Christ. Woo! Come on, somebody say, my care is Christ. My care is Christ. And I'm listening to what Christ is saying. And I'm doing what Christ is doing. And I'm doing and I'm going where Christ is leading me. Hallelujah. Let me show you. Oh, glory. Woo! Thank you. Somebody say glory. Glory. I'm reminded Apostle Paul prayed for a boldness. Amen. A boldness. I believe it was Apostle Paul. Hallelujah. I believe so. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. For a boldness. A boldness. A boldness. Come on, a boldness to preach the good news, a boldness, amen, hallelujah, to move by faith, a boldness, amen, to walk in Christ, a boldness, amen, to separate, hallelujah, and to leave whatever that is, and they are who God is telling us to separate from and leave from, amen, hallelujah, and to trust God, a boldness, amen, to step out on faith in your passion and in your career and in your purpose, a boldness to start the project, a boldness to speak up, a boldness, hallelujah, Rabbi Shaya, to believe, a boldness, the Bible says that the righteous are bold as lions. May we walk boldly as lions. Come on, somebody. This is our identity. Bold. Lord God, help us to walk bold. Show us and reveal to us what it is to walk boldly. Reveal the areas, oh God, of our life where establish us, oh God, bold, where we're not trying to fit in, hallelujah, and conform to the world, hallelujah, but bold and conforming to Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus is our life. Bold, amen, hallelujah. Never say it to turn towards Christ Jesus, bold in our repenting. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let us repent right now. Let us repent right now. Hallelujah. Let us be quick to repent. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us stop looking to the left and to the right, to other people and what they're doing and what they're not doing. Hallelujah. Let us look at ourselves and how we are doing with Christ Jesus, and how we are talking before Christ Jesus, and how we are walking, hallelujah, and how we are acting, hallelujah. Is it pleasing to you, God? Hallelujah. Are you satisfied, God? Do you desire, hallelujah, this? Oh, God, we present ourselves a living sacrifice unto you, God. Lord God, we repent of our sins, oh, God. Lord God, melt us, hallelujah, to your voice, and melt us in your love, oh God, and soften our hearts, oh God, and soften our minds, oh God, and soften our hands, oh God. And I thank you for softening us and softening those when they had to, because of trauma and hardship and rejection and being dejected, hallelujah, and disappointed and betrayed and abused, oh God, and now have built up a callousness, oh God. Move, Holy Spirit, on your children, oh God, as they reach out to you, oh God, and move, hallelujah, Rebashaya, in those places. Drown us with your love. Drown us, Holy Spirit, in your love. We need your love, oh God. We need your love. Send your love, oh God, over to Turkey and Syria. Send your love, oh God, throughout this world and throughout this nation, oh God. Send your love. That is the antidote. That is the answer to some of our problems. I hear you, Holy Spirit. That is Karabashanda, the pivotal point and the turning around point. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you, oh God. Somebody say, we thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your love. And just as surely as we are praying, and as surely as we are asking, trust and know and believe that he is answering and he hears, amen, and he is already, he already started moving on our, your behalf before we even came into this time of prayer. Whew. Thank you, Lord. 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 Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. See, we need to just put that on replay. Amen. Get that as a narrative in our minds and in our hearts, that we just spilling out. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Doesn't Paul say in 1 Thessalonians to pray without ceasing. That is a prayer. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord, that I be in line at the grocery store. Thank you, Lord. I'm not saying thank you because of that you did something. Amen. But just in the relationship with you. Thank you, Lord. As I'm sitting on my couch watching TV. Thank you, Lord. As I'm driving in the car. Thank you, Lord. As I'm walking to and fro. Thank you, Lord. Amen. As I'm in the business meeting. Thank you, Lord. Amen. As I'm walking, amen, to the marketplace, to the job. Thank you, Lord. As I'm even having a conversation. Amen. Hallelujah. With a family member, with a spouse, with a child, with a stranger. Thank you, Lord. As I'm in the store and in the bank. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I hear the Holy Spirit as I'm even in the midst of that argument or in the strife of. Thank you, Lord. We need to interrupt with the thank you, Lord. Come on, you can be watching the program and then they interrupt the program with the breaking news. The breaking news is thank you, Lord, because God is able. And thank you, Lord, because he's doing it miraculously. And he's doing it not by our might, nor by our power, but by his spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That you're doing it supernaturally. Oh, yeah, this is supernatural. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Rabbi Shaya, that you're doing it even in the abnormal form. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Instead of, I hear the Holy Spirit. Amen. As I'm gonna flip to Proverbs. Thank you. Somebody say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. This is, amen, what we need to be quick to report. Quick to say, thank you, Lord. Somebody asks you how you're doing. You have a choice. Come on, somebody. Come on. Come on. We can speak in a natural, oh, this is how I'm feeling, or this is what's happening, this was went wrong. Because we can tend to lean to what went wrong and what's bad and what we didn't like. And what we despise in, and why me, and how did I get in this situation, and I don't like, and talking about how tired or stressed, amen, and we have certain narratives. What are your narratives? What are your narratives? Somebody say, what are my narratives? What are my go-to narratives? What are our go-to narratives? Some of our, many of our, all of our go-to narratives. Time to change, must change, upgrade, hallelujah, to speak life, hallelujah, and to speak blessing, hallelujah, and speak not what I can do, but what God can do, hallelujah, and speak not what I'm able, how I'm able, or how man is able, but how God is able. And not to speak that of my power or man's power or the lack thereof, come on somebody, but to speak of God's resurrecting power, hallelujah, come on someone, come on, and not to be quick about my hustle and man's hustle, but about God's hustle. Come on, and not to be quick to that making money narrative, but how about God's making miracles narrative? Come on, somebody. How about God's mountain moving power narrative? Come on. Hallelujah. We gotta speak, hallelujah, a narrative of truth and not my truth and not the world's truth. Come on. Come on. Come on. But God's truth. Amen. the truth that lines up with our Bible, the Holy Scriptures. We must align with the truth, amen, in the narratives, amen. I'm reminded of when Jesus walked this earth. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm reminded that we said that we was going to turn to Proverbs, amen, because we're talking about speaking. What narratives? We are shaped and we are formed by narratives. Family narratives, past narratives, TikTok narratives, social media narratives, Instagram narratives, Facebook narratives, come on, being famous narratives, being acknowledged narratives, being rich narratives. What kind of rich you trying to be? What kind of rich you trying to be? Amen, hallelujah. What kind of rich? There's only one rich. Amen. Hallelujah. My Bible says that the blessing, come on, Holy Spirit, the blessing of the Lord maketh us rich and addeth no sorrow. And now I'm reminded, thank you, Holy Spirit, that the world can bring a richness that addeth sorrow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want that richness where peace is in it. A peace that surpasses all understanding. And how about that richness of patience? And how about the richness of joy? My Bible informs me, hallelujah. And Nehemiah speaks about that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah. Come on. What about the richness of love? What about this? The richness of favor. You can have favor with a billionaire, a trillionaire. Come on. And they drop and instantly you're made a billionaire. What kind of favor? Favor with God. My Bible reveals to me places in the Bible, people in the Bible that found favor with God. Mm-hmm. I'm reminded even Jesus. Amen. Favor with God. Come on. Nia bashato reba gia reba yondo. Hallelujah. Favor with God. Favor. Favor. Come on. This is a divine favor. Hallelujah. And I know I did say we're going to turn to Proverbs. We are on the way. Come on. We are on the way to Proverbs. But guess what? We're not going my way. We're going the Holy Spirit's way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Favor. And on the way, amen, to Proverbs, we're stopping at favor. You see, Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. And what happened in this divine favor that Noah found? He did something, hallelujah, that was out of the ordinary. Amen. He did something following the Lord's instructions that saved him and his family. Amen. He entered into that place of supernatural. You see, it hadn't ever rained before. They didn't know what rain was. Amen. He was ahead of. Come on, somebody. Favor with God. Thank you, Lord. Whew. Favor. I'm reminded of Joseph, that no matter what man did to him, you see, his brothers betrayed him. His brothers tried to kill him. His brothers threw him into a pit. His brothers sold him in slavery. Come on, somebody. A man lied on him and did him dirty and did him wrong. But he, Karebashaya, had that narrative of God, of Yahweh, and he found favor in God's sight. God was with him. I gotta turn to it. I know we still, somebody say, and we still on our way to Proverbs. And I'm still on my way to Proverbs. I'm on my way to truth. Come on. I'm on my way to a new narrative. We on our way to upgrade. We on our way to goodness and favor. We on our way. I'm turning to it. Somebody said we on our way. I'm turning to it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. See, you hear that? See that? That's that narrative. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let us be programmed to thank you, Lord. That we don't need a reason. See, on this earth, you always need a reason. You always need a reason. Well, why are you so happy? Or why you said this? And why? I always need a reason. Why do you need a reason? Why? I don't need a reason. Reasons. The reason is that I believe. The reason is that God is able. Come on. The reason is that I'm in his hand. The reason is the Lord is on my side. Yes, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. I know. So we're going to two places. Listen, the Holy Spirit got us. First, we're going to look at Joseph and how he had favor. Then we're going to Proverbs. Come on. Somebody say, we on track. On track, you on track. Side note, let me sidebar prophesy. You are on track. You are where you are supposed to be. It doesn't matter what, if it's wilderness you're seeing out the window, lack you're seeing out the window. Notice it's not yours. Get your narrative right. Ew, get your narrative. Get the narrative of truth. Come on, abundance. Come on. Come on. This place, this little place. My God specializes in multiplying, and my God specializes in adding as I seek him diligently. Amen. As I seek him, as I seek the Lord with all my heart, all my soul, all of my mind, all of my strength, as I seek him first in his righteousness, all things are added unto me. Hallelujah. Somebody say, reasons. Okay, here we go. Let's see. Joseph. And let's look at verse Genesis. Thank you, Jesus. Reasons. Let's look at in 39, verse 2, it says, and the Lord, okay, so, and Joseph was brought, verse 1, Joseph was brought down to Egypt and Potiphar. So now his brothers had sold him to the Ishmaelites, and the Ishmaelites, amen, sold him. And he was brought into Potiphar, the officer of Pharaoh, the captain of the guard, an Egyptian, brought him of the hands of the Ishmaelites, which have brought him down thither. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him. Come on, favor. And look what happened. And that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hands. Okay, I want to stop, sidebar. Are we going to focus on that the Lord is with us, the Lord is with me, or are we going to focus on the darkness? Well, what you going to focus on? What you going to focus on? Are you going to focus on what you see, amen, in the natural, on this playing field, amen, hallelujah, isolated from God and isolated of God? Are you going to focus on God and be like, ah, God, you put this here because you, it's a setup, and you about to show out, and you about to show me and strengthen my faith that I go from faith to faith of how, and remind me of, oh yeah, how you was able, and really what I got is a front row seat to your miracle working power, and that when you say yes, no one and no thing and no power on this earth, and hello devil, no power can stop what you have already activated and put in place. And although it looks like the opposite of what you are telling me, I'm not going to get lost in trying to identify where I'm at in the plan and where we are in the plan and how this don't even seem like the plan. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to focus on you and use your eyes and your heart and your mind and your ears to see. Hallelujah. Whatever it is that you desire for me to see. And if it's not time for me to see, if it's not time for me to know, and if it's not time for me to understand, and if it's not time for me to be able to figure it out, I have perfect peace. Because all I want is to be in the presence of the Lord. And instead of worrying about knowing and understanding of things, I rather take this opportunity to learn more of you and to know more of you and to get closer to you. Hallelujah. Because these things are temporary and passing away anyway. But what is permanent and eternal is in my relationship with you. Hallelujah. And in me being in good standing with you and me being obedient to you. That is not about me, Lord, but it's about you. We gotta become a people. Come on! We have conformed too much to this world where now we are a type of people that is always about me, and it's always about I, and it's always about self. But this is contrary to the Bible and to how God has us to move. Come on. He gave his only begotten son. Jesus laid down his life. He tells the disciples that in order to follow me, you must deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. What happens when we become more consumed? When we become consumed? When we empty ourselves of self and become consumed with Christ, what happens? What happens? What changes happen? What miracles happen? What supernatural happens? What are the happenings of heaven invading the earth? What happens? Am I just more focused on? Is a lot of my hardship and burden and heaviness a result of me being consumed with me. How can we empty ourselves even in the place that we are in, God? How can we help us to be more Christ-focused? Will our perspective change? Come on, y'all. Will our response change? Will our reactions change? Will our actions change? I am reminded, we're still going to Proverbs. I am reminded, thank you, Holy Spirit, that as the disciples followed Jesus, they grew in their faith, that their reactions to the storm changed. The first time we meet the disciples in the midst of a storm on the sea, crossing the Sea of Galilee to the other side, a storm raises up. It rises up. The waves are turbulent and beating into the boats, and it very much looks like they're going to drown. But we must remember that God spoke the promise even before they got into the boat. And he said, go to the other side, which means they were going to make it to the other side, which means he already knew what was going to pop up in the middle. But he spoke the diagnosis and the results. Come on, somebody. Are you hearing by faith? That no matter what it looks like in the middle of the thing, God spoke it at the beginning, and that's what it is. And that's what we will see. And that's where we must be steadfast and immovable and not distracted by anything else. Amen. Hallelujah. This place. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. This hour of prayer is where we get refocused. Come on, y'all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But as they continue to walk with God, as they continue to walk with Jesus, fully giving themselves over, right? They immediately left everything and followed Jesus. This is who I'm talking to. This is the people. That's it's time to rise up, people. That's immediately leaving. And I don't even care if it's a desire or a passion, but I love this thing so much and I just want to do this. Okay, well, stop. Let's stop right there. Is that thing your God? Is that thing your Jesus? If you love it so much, and why? Okay. Take that to the Lord. That's between you and him. But I'm just asking, is this thing? Is this one? Is this idea of is this desire? There's nothing is dividing. God, you are my God. That's it. Across the board. Okay. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, The Lord will let you know what that means. May that be may you start to hear that in the spirit as a way of the Holy Spirit and God revealing what you're exalting over him. Come on. Hey. Yes, Lord. We can exalt feelings in things and people over God and not even realize it. We can exalt passions and purpose and desires and yearnings over God. We can exalt afflictions and hardships and troubles over God. Okay. Let's see, the second time that the disciples' face was in the boat on the seas and faced a storm, Peter noticed that Jesus was now in a different position. Come on. Come on, our relationships with God. Come on. He's standing in a different position. That's calling us out. Come on, in a different way. Now Jesus come to them walking on the water, and Peter says, "Lord, if that be you, bid me to come." And he comes, and he is walking on water. He is in the supernatural. Come on. And the minute that he starts to drown is because he looks and he focuses on the waves and the seas and the waters, and he recognized, wait, this doesn't feel according to my flesh and all natural senses. What we got? 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10? Just kidding. I'm like, that's a reason I don't even know how many senses we have. Exactly, because I'm in the spirit. Amen. But he started, like, the listening to his... the earthly realm started registering, like, in speaking and talking. Come on, what narrative? Told y'all we on track. We going to Proverbs. What narrative, right? And him seeing the waves, he got distracted. His eyes got off of God, off of Jesus, in the seas and the waves and the condition of where he was and what's happening. It was exalted over Jesus, over God. And as that became the primary, the thing, right, that his mind was filled with, his eyes was filled with, his heart was filled with, what happened? He started to drown. He started to sink, rather. Come on, because notice Jesus right there pulled him out, right? Listen, I hear the Lord saying, you're not going to drown. It's not going to happen. What looks like it can happen, it's not going to happen. And God is right in the midst of it, going to turn it around suddenly, quickly. Come on. Come on. Come on. So what are we saying? Let that be a little warning. We're starting to allow a thing or a person or an idea or an earthly narrative, a man narrative, to be exalted over. And I don't know about you, but I believe that in this time, God is looking for some radical people, some radical followers of Christ. Not no conforming followers, not no polite followers and pleasant and just don't want to make any waves. That's not how Jesus walked, okay, on this earth. Okay, skadeya, skadeya, skadeya. Hallelujah. So we're going to close because we're in Proverbs. God knows the beginning from the end. Come on. Hello. Hello. Is it me you're looking for? All right. I'm turning to Proverbs. It's time to believe. Y'all, it's not a game. It's time to believe. It's time to give our life to Christ Jesus. Trust me, everyone on this earth, everyone that came before and after will have our moment with Jesus. And will we be like the five wise versions, amen, or the five foolish versions. Come on, that was ready and prepared, that had their oil in their little lamp post, or the five foolish who didn't have their oil, amen. Have you given your life to Christ? Baptized, filled with the Holy Spirit, pleasing Him, obedient, serving Him, following His commandments, trusting, walking by faith, conforming to Christ, fully sold out, growing and being fully trusting. Because He's coming back, y'all. It ain't a game. Trust me, it ain't a game. It ain't a game. It ain't a game. And it's really not about the frillies and the frowlies. You making me all pretty and making my resume all pretty and making me all pretty in man's eyes. It ain't about that. It's about being pretty in God's eyes. We need to change that narrative. Am I pretty in your eyes, Lord? Am I beautiful in your eyes? That's the eyes we need to be mindful of. Proverbs 18:24. Help us to be beautiful in your eyes. What does that mean, Lord God? Only you can. Only you can break that down for us. Only you can peel back those layers. And I thank you for doing it as we commit even to this place of faith, of love, of forgiveness. Come on. There we go, Holy Spirit. Beautiful in your eyes is being forgiven. Okay, Proverbs 18, verse 21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Death and life are in the power. What is the narrative? That's what we say. Let our narrative. What are your narratives? Let my narrative be beautiful in the eyes, in the ears, in the heart of God. Let my narrative be an aroma that ascends to the nostrils of God and His throne in the heavens. Amen. His throne. Hallelujah. And He receives a well pleased. God, here we are to worship you. We came in praising and we leave this hour worshiping you. Oh God, we worship you. Hallelujah. In our comings and goings, we worship you. Hallelujah. In the midst of, we choose to worship and not worry. We choose to worship, amen, and not be weary. We choose to worship, hallelujah, the Messiah, and not be whoremongers. Giving ourselves to this thing and this one and that one and this type of entertainment and that type of entertainment and everything, amen, that you find disappointing and displeasing. But let us be pleasing in your sight, and we thank you for accepting this us in this place of prayer, in this place of praise, in this place of worship. I thank you that our prayers, spoken and unspoken, articulated and inarticulated. Is that a word? I don't know. Okay, we're just gonna go. Silent and noisy. I thank you that our prayers are received in your hands. Our prayers are being processed and answered in the name of Jesus, and we exalt you. May the Lord bless you all. May He keep you. May He cause His face to shine upon you. May He be gracious unto you, lift His countenance towards you, and give you His peace. Yaberekeka Adonai Veshmeracha. Ya'ed Adonai Panavalacha Vikoneka. Yisa Adonai Panavalacha Veyasem Lacha Shalom. I see you next Sunday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You are blessed, highly favored, and covered in the blood of Jesus. Shalom in Jesus' name.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Pastor Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.